Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. What a day today. Everybody who listens to Accent On knows that I have a daughter. I hope people know that I also sing and produce a lot of albums and working with a lot of young talents. And my daughter is a singer. I'm playing her music from time to time. Then I'm hoping today will be like family in my studio. How often I can have daughter, mother and daughter duo. They are doing the same what all my life I am doing, and I think maybe they do better job than I do, which maybe I can learn something from both of them. Anyway, as the pleasure, so big pleasure to introduce both of you to our listeners, then maybe by respect, let's start from Mama. What is your name?
Hi, this is Noemi Torres. Thank you for having us, Ilona.
Wow, and she has an accent. Yes, I love it. You. If you don't understand me, you tell me, Ilona, what? And if I don't understand you, I would say, Noemi, what? You know, we know.
I think we'll understand each other.
I think so too. It will be no problem. And then we have this beautiful, precious, gorgeous, talented, and really sweet daughter of yours. What is your name?
Hey guys, it's Destiny here hanging out. I have to say, I've done quite a bit of interviews and radio shows, but I have never done a radio interview with my mom before, and she is like the best.
Actually,
this is the first time ever.
I'm so happy for that. No, and you know what? Having just said exemplar, because I think a lot of people or young people, they don't like when parents are too much putting, you know, their thoughts into what they do.
Wow.
And I think
you're very smart.
Yeah,
I have a cool daughter.
I've got a cool mom. I mean, seriously, she's my best friend. Has been my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had friends have come and gone, but you know, family's forever.
Here.
Yes. And Mama, like you said, you were born in.
I was born in Lloret de Mar, España, Spain.
Wow. And how long ago did you move to America?
I moved into the United States about 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Long
are you
time.
Visiting?
No, I think I'm here for a little while longer.
Okay, but you are not going back and forth.
No, I don't visit. I've been living in the United States for a long time, and I moved to LA about 14 years ago.
Because your daughter was closer to that, 12 years ago.
12 years ago.
Because you were born.
I am from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah, I moved to LA when I was a wee teeny. To be in the music industry, entertainment industry from Boston. You know, Boston's great, but there's not as much entertainment out there. That's
and
more
you
education.
Need to be more into rock, probably, and pure rock, and you know, one of those. Okay, Mama, but if in a way you have great past in the entertainment business, it's not like you woke up one day say, "Yay, I know how to help my daughter to achieve her dreams." You had, and you were a dreamer. I'm looking at your eyes, mother, and I know everybody tells you what eyes you have. Your mother has amazing eyes.
I know, she does.
What
you.
Is this color?
Thank you.
It's
like brown.
Amber.
Yeah.
Amber. Very beautiful, unusual.
Darker, but yeah.
Very unusual, beautiful color. Okay, tell us, Mama, a little bit about your life.
And I had destiny.
Yes. Oh, that's the most important part of your life?
What?
You were like miss of somebody, something.
Oh.
No, come on.
Yeah,
I'm
you know
trying to
tell
you're beautiful.
You know
give
what?
Me something, Mommy.
So sure.
I read your bio.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
Mama's bio.
Yeah, actually, yes, I am former Miss Massachusetts.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah. Miss Massachusetts, 1990. Miss Black Massachusetts, 1991. In a few other titles.
Oh.
I used to do beauty pageants. Actually, Destiny did a beauty pageant with me when she was 5 years old. It was the mother-daughter pageant.
Yeah.
And
I did not like it. I remember.
You did like dressed up?
No.
And you look so cute right now. I know that you are into the clothing.
When I was a kid, though, she was a tomboy.
She was a tomboy, yes.
I did not want to wear the dress and the hair.
Or the Goldilocks.
Nope.
She did not want to wear the hair.
I know. I will be going back and forth because that's what life is. We have great memories. But I'm sure, Mama, every time when you want to say something, Naomi, then please you tell us. But okay, now, Destiny, beautiful name.
What's up?
Beautiful name.
Thank you.
And is this your stage name or is your original name?
You want to know the truth.
Yeah.
The truth is I have a lot of names.
Yes.
Destiny is my first name, but my first name is actually Ruth Destiny hyphenated.
Interesting.
My middle name is Marcella and my last name is Mackenzie Torres. So I have lots of names.
But I think you did a very good choice by
the Destiny.
It's a beautiful name.
I could be like MC Ruth. That sounds pretty badass, right?
You know, I wanted to call her Destiny, like the regular word Destiny. Mm, and yes. My mom and my sister were like, how can you call your daughter a thing? You can't do that. You have to give her a real name. So
she spelled
to compromise, I gave her Ruth. Yeah. But I said, that's still going to be her first name. So I went ahead and called her Destiny. But to satisfy my mom's and my sister's, you know, reason for not having a regular word be my daughter's name, I spelt it a little bit more creatively.
Yes.
So
yes.
And that's why there's all the E's in my name.
Yes. Now you please spell
four
for
E's.
All. Yes, spell for us. Because I was like trying to find you on the Facebook. I was so
Yeah, there's lots
pissed.
Of E's
I'm like,
there.
Oh, Destiny. Yay!
There
oh
you
God,
go.
She's there. Okay, spell for us.
It's Destenee. All those E's.
Okay, no ice.
Okay, girl, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. That helps always in this business.
It doesn't make it.
It doesn't make it, but you know what? We are saying beautiful in and out. I'm hoping that, I know because I read a little bit about you, I know how hardworking lady you are in this business, and your success is becoming earned. And that's what is the coolest things ever. Because you're very young and you work hard and it seems like the results are really real right now. But it's not because of yesterday. It's like goes from many years, if I say.
Yeah, there's lots of work.
Can you tell us again? Okay, when you were 4 and 5, Mama took you for the nice pageants stuff. You didn't like it. But when did you become
you? The story of how I always have been a musician, so a lot of people don't know about me, but I'm also a producer. I produce all my own music. I started playing piano when I was very young, probably about 4 or 5 years old. And I was always a musician, and I always loved to perform. I always used to get my friends together growing up, and like we put on little dances and like go to the school dance and sing and like have this choreography and stuff. And I was always someone that was really into music and just writing how I felt. It's not necessarily what I thought I was going to do with my life when I was a kid. I was really into gymnastics and into school. I'm like pretty nerdy if you know me.
But gymnastics, that's also you need to have so much devotion and so much hard work. And this, like dancers or something, you know, it's ethics.
And
this business requires hard work and ethics.
Yeah, you see hours and hours. Yes. So definitely the work ethic was always there. And my mom is like the most hardworking person in the world. Like she never stops.
Oh.
Almost to a fault, I would say, but in a good way. Like you work. And and that taught me that if I want anything in life, you have to put in the work, the effort. My mom is very beautiful, but she's never been like, that's how deep she is. You know, since I was a kid, she, you know, started businesses, worked so hard to get a great education for me and my brothers. She sacrificed so much. And, you know, I appreciate that. And I think it really made me understand if I want something, I have to work, and I need to go above and beyond what people expect to do anything, you know? Yeah. So
that's beautiful, Mama. Oh my gosh, how nice to hear this from your daughter, and whole world is hopefully listening, you know, and how much you appreciate your mother.
Yeah, no,
but yes,
awesome.
Obvious, you love your daughter, and I know everything what you work so hard for, that's for you and your son. I didn't know that you have also son. What is your son doing?
I actually have two sons, and Destiny's the baby.
Are they in the music business? Or they?
Not at all, actually. My oldest son, TJ, he just moved to, is it Chicago?
Yeah.
And then my other son, Jeremy, lives in Boston, and he's going to school over there. And I know he's doing something with information technology.
Okay.
And then Destiny.
Business.
Her and I, you know, she was always in the entertainment industry, probably because of me. And then, you know, I helped her find her way and told her I would support her, and that's why we moved to LA. Yeah.
And also because my mom is an adventurer. If you know her, she...
Adventurers!
That's what we have in common. We, like, we're not afraid to get out there and do something we've never done before. She's my business partner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I moved to LA.
You were 14, you mentioned, yes? 14?
Yeah, when I moved to Los Angeles to be in entertainment, my mom gave up everything. I mean, she had like a steady job and like a life and family and friends and left everything to come to LA to help me pursue my dreams. But I also know that she wanted the adventure of like going someplace new.
That's
a big
plan, you know, for both of you. Wow, make a... some difference in this life for both of you. Okay, now I think we talk about you being a singer. We will be talking about you being an actor, and we'll talk about your future
producer
and your TV show. And we'll be talking also about your fashion, love of the fashion. But I have three songs, and they're a little mystical because I do not have titles for them, which I love it. I will be just playing, and you will later tell us a little bit about them something.
About
let's start from the first one. You don't know what I will be pushing.
Okay, I'll tell
let's
you.
Let's push something.
The song you play, I'll let you know.
Yes, and we'll learn a little bit more about it.
Burgundy.
This could be the start, cause I can feel desire from afar. It's the sweetest state of mind. I give to you, you give to me. I'll go all in if you agree. To share as you receive, so we can pop some burgundy. Trying to buy. I know you're liking what you see. Anything worth having doesn't come easy. We could go hours and hours of time if we kiss the borderline. So I'm gonna get right straight to the point. I'm ready to be enjoyed. But I want reciprocity. I give to you, you give to me. I'll go all in if you agree. To share as you receive, so we can pop some burgundy.
Oh,
pop some burgundy.
Okay, you
that was burgundy.
That was burgundy. That's
okay, burgundy. We were drinking a little bit. No, we were not. But
no, it's
tell
a classy
me more.
Song.
Yes.
Okay. The story behind my new track Burgundy, which by the way is on my new album called Beautiful Chaos, coming out next month along with the TV show, but specifically on the song.
Then we have premiere today.
Yes, that was a world. In fact, that's a sneak peek. The song isn't actually officially released until next month. So this is like you guys are previewing the project right now.
You don't even know how many wonderful friends and artists they're coming, and first time they're releasing on my show.
There
and they're
go.
Coming back if they have a new project because they think it's a little lucky show for them.
Definitely.
Then hopefully this will be like the biggest success for you.
Yes.
And I know you had a big one before.
Yes. I had a song called Illuminate that went number 2 on the Billboard dance single sales charts. And then also, yeah, that whole project did really, really well. But I want to tell you guys about Burgundy because okay. a lot of people don't know what this song's about.
Tell us.
So, okay, so the song is saying, it's really a song about a relationship, you know, meeting someone and wanting them to be all there. And a lot of times, you know, in LA or just in general, girls or people always have the problem with getting someone to be all in a relationship as you are. You know, a lot of times you'll go in but they won't, or they'll go in and you're not really that into it. So the song is saying you look, I want to experience the finer things, I want to go all in with you, but I'm going to do it only if you do it with me, and if we do, then we can enjoy the better things in life. Yeah. Such as Burgundy. So it's like a Aww. Classy way of saying like, hey, you know, I want to, like, you know, I want to be in this relationship with you. Why don't you meet me halfway and we'll have something great and we could grow and appreciate the good things in life. A lot of my songs have deep meanings behind
it. You know what?
But it is a dance song too.
No, yeah, it's nothing wrong to dance to do really meaningful lyrics. And I hope people will be dancing and singing.
Yeah.
You know, the hook for this song is really, really cool. You wrote the song?
I did. I wrote the song and produced it.
Wow.
Yeah, so like I said, once again, I'm a producer. I produce all my own music.
No. Okay, you said when you were 4 and 5, you stopped playing piano.
Yes.
Obvious. That's
how did I go from there to there?
Yes, tell us.
Yeah, so I started as a musician, like I said, in Boston. I always played piano. I was kind of I wasn't like super cool growing up, but I was really into music. And I had some friends, actually one of my mom's good friends growing up named Pat. Her sons were like these cool like rapper kids that would like produce all their own music. And they used to call me and they're like, oh, we need piano on our track. So we're going to call Destiny. So they'd call me and I'd play like, you know, I played classical style piano. So I'd play piano on the tracks. And then, you know, I got into like, oh, how are you making the music? And I started with Fruity Loops, which is now FL Studio. Oh, this is what I started on. And, you know, in Boston, I didn't know that there was music producers and there were singers and writers. I just thought if you wanted music, you made it. So I didn't know that there was
people involved.
No,
in
I just
everything.
Was like, oh, if I want to sing a song, I
yourself.
Need to have the music. So I was always a producer from the get. Like, as long as I've been a singer-writer, I was
When you write, do you start from music or do you start from lyrics?
You know, it depends on the song. A lot of the dance songs I do it based off of, I do the track first, and then I'll write the song simultaneously while I'm producing the track, or at least come up with like a melody or a concept. But at the same time, I separate all the stages of creation for me. So I'll like, if I'm producing, I just produce like, or I'll produce and kind of write, but then I just produce. And then when I'm done with the music, then I just go in and just write. And then when I'm done with the writing, then I just focus on recording and the performance.
It's a long process. People don't get it. You know, I have so many young talents coming to my home studios, and then we are, of course, working with a lot of producers. I don't produce my own songs. I write for people and do demos, but then we are hiring real people. Depends from the style, because all of my talents, they like to sing different style of music. I love dance, you know. Yes, I will maybe play 30 seconds for you to know, because really that's all what I was doing for many, many years in America. And then, you know, I was getting older, and still dance music is one of those style that you really can get older proudly. And because people love to dance, if it's good hook, good music, doesn't matter if you are 18 or you are 40 or you are 100, I don't know, if it's a good song and people want to dance to. And it's not easy to write happy songs and dance. They need to be honest and really give people this energy, inner energy. And I think Mama probably gave you a lot of this energy, because her upbringing and musicality, I'm sure, also gave you this gorgeous energy for the songs that you write. Is this one only style that you like to write, or you just sing everything?
No, okay, so I had a whole entire project. The project I did called Illuminate, it was the whole entire album was electro house pop album. So every single song on the last project I did before this one was like 125 BPMs and over. It was like dance music, all of it. But I mean, I had some really like emotional, big, like dance songs on it. But I mean,
like when anthems.
Oh yeah, I love
anthems
for sure. And my mom, as a kid, my mom would sing karaoke and was always like, I got into singing because of my mom. She loves to belt. And we used to have like the little karaoke kit with the CD player and
Whitney,
like the mic.
Houston and Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's big song.
Hitting all those
good
notes.
For you did?
Yeah.
You, mama, so or daughter?
Mama.
Now,
we would be doing it together.
Yeah, we have tapes.
Yeah.
Of when I was a kid. And my brothers, too, also. My brothers, we have.
And you're mentioning that you right now are almost done with your album, yes?
Yes, I am.
How many songs will be on the album?
There's going to be 9 songs on the album.
9 songs?
10.
We'll run you remix.
Yeah,
you need to do other remixes.
Totally.
Then you'll be number 10 or 12 or 11. And all of them are dance, electronica?
No, not all of them are. Actually, like I said, or what I was saying was, the last album I did, the whole entire project was 125 BPM and over. But this project is more of just, honestly, I feel like where the music industry is now, it's just about creating good music.
Yes.
I don't think it matters as much if
and
an album,
or,
everything
or,
is
yes.
the same. Or I think if you just do good, authentic music that people can connect with, that's what matters. So most of this album is actually slower tempo, mostly mid-tempo. And then I have one like kind of really big ballad on the song, which is titled... The album's called Beautiful Chaos, and it's titled Beautiful Chaos from that song.
Will this be your single
on the album?
Or the one that we heard? This, you said, you'll be your first single, yes? The Burgundy?
Burgundy, you know what? I think Miss You's going to be it. That's probably one of the follow-up singles.
Beautiful.
Miss You, also have that. You guys can get a demo. You'll hear that song as well.
If people want to find you, because we are talking, we didn't give them your website. I'm assuming is your name, but could you tell us how we can find your music?
Yeah. You can find me destiny.com, DESTENEE.com, and then also my social media, everything at Destiny Music. So Instagram, which I'm on live now, so all of the people on Instagram come and I'm streaming this interview. And then also Twitter at Destiny Music, Facebook at Destiny, everything's at Destiny Music. So it's pretty easy.
It's very easy to find you, but the spelling is unusual, mother.
Yes.
Then people need to learn. And then can you give us one more time the way how Mama decided to spell your name. Or,
yes.
Yes.
Mamakin.estenee.
Yes. .com. It is legally my name for all of you.
I have two more songs, and I would love to, of course, move our conversation into your new projects. We have time, but I think it's a time for another mystical song, because I do not know
what
the song will be about, and you will tell us more.
For sure.
Okay, good. Song number two.
I remember those days in bed, just body warm then. Tangled legs, but now in here, you're a world away, and I miss you, I miss you. Random road trips and sharing showers, it's been 60 days and 20 hours, and baby, I just wish you were here, cause I miss you, I miss you.
Since you went away, I me must confess, me miss you badly. So come, baby, come. Give me some dirty wine. Give it to me one more time. So come, baby, come. I really want you back in my life. Can we give it one more try? So come, baby, come. Give me some dirty wine. Give it to me one more time. So come, baby, come. I really want you back in my life. Can we give it one try?
I really love it. And I was telling you that I have a pleasure to work with a very cool dance promotion gentleman and from New York. And I will send him any song that you want. And he will tell me if he would like to take you under, you know, his project. And I will hook you up with him.
Cool,
and
totally.
You all can talk and see maybe will help to really push into DJ's hands all around the world, because
yes.
Obviously his name is Harry Towers.
Cool.
Yes. And hi, Harry.
Shout out to Harry.
Oh, yes. Hi, Harry. I think he will love it. And obviously, we need some cool remix to it because Tesla wants longer, longer.
Yeah, we need the house minutes. Remix.
House is great. Yes,
totally.
That's what we love right now.
That's awesome.
Anyway, tell us more about who did you miss so much.
And,
I know you're happy. You have really nice person that you love and has a little bit Polish blood in him that I'm very happy we have connection to. But yeah, you were missing somebody.
Yeah, there's someone possibly that you guys don't necessarily know about. So maybe it's you, maybe it's not. Does it exist? Who knows?
Yeah, but on the other hand, we all
missing
somebody.
No, the song is just, you know, it's saying blatantly that. You know what? Honestly, I wrote the song. It's about long distance love at the time. I'm not going to lie. It was, which was about, you know, just kind of how hard it is and how, you know, how hard it is. And,
long distance relationships
suck. And that's what the album is like. Well, the album isn't about a long distance relationship, but the album, it's called Beautiful Chaos. And it's called Beautiful Chaos. Like I said, the titled song is called Beautiful Chaos. But it, Beautiful Chaos is actually, like, it represents the universe and the beauty in the universe, or the beauty in the unknowing, the beauty in something bigger. The song and the album is really about looking back on your life, and sometimes you don't understand why you go through the things you go through or how you got there. But when you look back, it makes sense why it didn't work out that time, or why you didn't move to that part of the world, or why you didn't get that job you thought you were going to get, or whatever, you know? And you look back, and it makes sense.
Yes. Then we need to trust that all what is happening around us, especially when you put so much effort into good, if you do good stuff, and, you know, I think the world will repay beautifully, you know? Something
I'm an
nice
idealist.
Will happen. I'm too, you know?
I believe that.
And I know I like... people call me pusher sometimes because I really believe you need to work and hard and push everything what you dream about, but also need to believe with smile on your face that things will work out in the end.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's not the end, you know, what you were thinking about. There will be little left or right, but things will happen you know, the way how they're supposed to be.
Exactly. And that's why, like, you look back, like I said, and you realize why you went through those things. And it's, like I say, it's beautiful. It's beautiful chaos because there's beauty in all those horrible things and all those things that didn't go the way you think. And you see it and you're like, oh, shoot, like, I'm thankful that I went through that stuff because it got me here.
Wonderful.
Today, and that's what
you know. Yeah,
about.
I liked it because you say that words mean something to you. Sometimes people write very small words, short words, and they don't go into deep thinking in a pop music. But I think selling some good lines that can stay forever with people who fall in love with the song, that they will really appreciate the meaning of the song. Then we have one more, but I will keep, you know, in 15 minutes we'll be playing that. I want to move forward to maybe talk a little bit about something that you really are doing very, very well.
I just want to mention that Miss You features a very good
artist.
It Who is this gentleman?
Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips,
hello,
amazing
Mr. Phillips.
Reggae artist. He's so incredible. I've been friends with him for years.
Yeah.
For like...
He's out of Miami.
Years or something like that.
And did he record it here?
Puerto Rico.
Where did you record? Where did you record this song?
Yeah.
Every song was recorded somewhere else or here?
In
Hollywood.
Yeah, we recorded the song in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And
he came out here.
He came out
from
here.
From Miami.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, I was producing a
music
concert.
Festival, yeah.
Yeah, so... Another thing that I do,
yes.
I do a lot of stuff, but I start a company producing events, music festivals, concerts.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and that goes into the TV show, but I originally started it because I'm an artist, and I was like, I want to play these really great concerts and big gigs, but it's really kind of monopolized by big, like, huge artists and big corporations, and I was like, you know what, I think that I could produce my own concerts. So I got into producing music festivals, concerts. We had this event called Revolution last year. I did it with a bunch. I was super blessed to have an amazing team of people to help pull it off, because it was my dream, but it takes an army to pull it off.
Yes.
My mom has always been a believer. Shout out to Sean Maurer, my business partner, that also got behind the concerts, and then that actually leads into the TV show that we have that's coming out next month.
Tell us about your TV show. That's so serious.
Yeah.
And he's on a good channel. You tell us everything.
Yeah, so the TV show, it's called Fashion Dolls. It comes out next month on the Fashion One Network, and it is a show about my company. So I started the company producing concerts, music festivals, and then we started incorporating fashion within our concerts and festivals, because when you think of music, you think of fashion. So we started having like these fashion shows and all these things. So the network picked up a reality show about what it's like to produce concerts and music festivals. So the TV show is all about behind the scenes of what it takes to put on fashion and music events all over Los Angeles.
But obviously you had a plan in your head, because you had cameras all the way, yes? Or
yes.
You had some, yeah, that's good for you. Good planning, whoever was planning that.
Well, that's the thing. So another thing a lot of people don't know, but the network bought the show from our company.
Wow.
So we ended up producing.
Yeah, we're the production
company. We're the production company. So we produced a show about us producing. We produced a show about producing events.
Where was the show?
The show was based in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. We shot all over LA. We did episodes Hollywood, Beverly Hills.
We did an entire season.
The whole season is just in Los Angeles.
We shot different locations in Beverly Hills, in Hollywood, other parts of Los Angeles.
Do we have a date?
Yeah,
for the show?
November 1st is the
okay, one more time.
Yeah.
Official pitch, please tell us.
Fashion Dolls Season 1 premiering November 1st on the Fashion One Network, proud to say. And I have to say, you know what? The show is about me and a group of amazing girls that work with me to produce these events. It's a super, like, girl power TV show. And at the same time, usually when there's shows about a bunch of chicks, it's kind of drama and people fighting about nothing. This show isn't like that. It's a very, like, funny show about women working together. I need to shout out the other girls on the show. We have Jessica. She does, like, she's kind of the PR part of the company. Christina, who does modeling, and she's the model coordinator, talent coordinator. We have Persia, and she's part of the production management, everything. She's also a really talented hip-hop artist as well. Beatrice, she's the image coordinator for the company. Amazing stylist, and she just is amazing. And then we have Brianna, who was part of all of the event coordination as well. I need to give a shout out to the girls, because they killed it. It was a lot of work.
It's very important, of course.
It was a lot of work.
Take a village to put show together.
Yeah, it does.
Did you make money in the end?
On the show, yeah. I mean, we didn't make as... I mean,
doesn't matter.
We didn't make as much as you want. But, you know, to me, the company... Or any TV show, those of you that don't know about TV, you don't really start making money until, like, the third season.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the same time, like, to me, it's a success, because we did make some money. And the show, you know, millions of people across the world are going to see it. And
Wonderful. That's
again, invaluable, you know.
I was mentioning Accent On has an amazing group of international artists who are coming here over the last 5 years. And they become friends for the show and friends with me, and they represent every style of music. They are young and not so young, depends. And if you ever need artists, I can send you some great music and great people who will appreciate the place to play and sing and just believe that that can happen for them. Like you said, the most festivals are organized with the same 20
companies.
Or 15 artists
over and over.
Radio plays the same artists over and over. God, thank you for YouTube, which, like I said, every young...
And LA Talk Radio.
You're right, because every time when young people are coming to my studio, they're bringing songs that they found by themselves, not on the radio. They somehow, somewhere found it here and there.
We're at a new place, you know, in the industry.
It's so lovely.
It's about, like, this is what I've been telling a lot of my friends lately. It's like, I feel like right now music is about good music.
Yes.
Because there's so much out there that it's, like, really the good stuff.
And
rises.
It's not one way to make, life happen in the entertainment business. You really, the self-promotion is the toughest, because not a lot of people know how to do it, and all the social media and the Twitters and this. It's like just overwhelming. And still, I believe that this needs to be simpler if you have something to prove to the world and say, listen, here I am. But everything takes a work. But having 10 or 5 people involved in producing shows that led you to TV show, and hopefully this will be not one season.
Yeah.
I really wish you the best.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of both of you.
Yeah, you know, I have to give a little sneak peek into another project that I'm working on. This is like my low-key passion project. My mom's giving me the big eyes, like, should you not say it? Should I not talk about it?
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I have a new project under works that no one knows about.
That's okay.
No one knows about, but it's a
good. We know
project.
That something's cooking, and trust me, people, when we'll know more,
we'll come.
Back.
Yeah.
Well, you come back, and we'll be talking. You know, on the first November after first, you probably can tell us how everything went, and mm-hmm. we'll be watching, and I cannot wait. And send me some links if you have for promotional posts here and there for my people to know. And a lot of people downloading the show, a lot of people
awesome.
Downloads, and how many people listen live, we have no idea. Hopefully hundreds of thousands, and we
there
love
go.
Everybody. Go. Now, I would love to say something, because one of my friends sent me information about my past guest who came here, and she has a show, and she's from Germany. Then I really need to give her a little... And she did things in Polish, too, which was amazing.
Cool.
But anyway, it's practically a little more serious, but we love all artists. And then maybe I just will read, and please, if I messed up names, don't be angry at me, because I just got this. Okay, the Consulate General of the Federal Republic of Germany in Los Angeles and Kehilat Israel presents the Los Angeles performance debut of internationally acclaimed soprano Vila Weber. Then Vila was here, and she will be her show will be on Sunday, October 29th, 5 p.m. Then I think maybe everybody needs to go to her website or Facebook page, and I will spell her name. WILLAWEBBER. Okay? Then congratulations, and she was here 2-3 months ago, and she was just lovely, lovely girl with amazing soprano. And she also sings pop. Very good girl.
Awesome.
Wish her the best. Okay, we have one more song, and we still have almost 12 minutes before end of the show. I want you to listen for 30 seconds of something of mine.
Yes.
Just because
I want to hear it.
Yeah, just for fun. Okay, never.
That was so good. I'm
telling you,
gosh.
You can sing
it.
And dance until you die, which means...
There you go.
I just love it. And Euro way of four to the floor is one of the...
No,
everybody wants to dance to
that's
it.
That's what I'm about, too.
Yeah, then thank you so much for this remix, Club Junkies from UK then. Anyway...
that is amazing music. So you wrote the lyrics?
I wrote everything.
Now I'm going to interview you.
There you go,
it.
Mama.
I'm writing my own music for all my life, and lyrics
amazing.
Too, and I'm producing my stuff, but not like you do.
That's
just
okay.
Fine producer. I know what I want, and but again... it's my luck, like 10 years in America. And got lucky once, too, with Billboard.
I
got
a collaboration
lucky.
Right here.
I know. I just, this will be the next show. But I'm telling the young people that I'm working with, they look at me and say, okay, if she can do it still in America, we have a long time to go and probably you can do it. I say you can do anything that you want in this beautiful country. Then go for people. If you have a dream, just do what Destiny is doing and look at how much you are doing. I'm repeating. Singer, actor, you're a songwriter, you're a producer, you're a DJ, which we didn't talk yet about this. You have your own company with Mother, and you need to tell us the name of your company.
Yeah, my company is called Dove Syrup Productions.
Wonderful. You are producing big
TV shows and events, right now, concerts, event, music festivals.
And everybody needs to go to her website because you just maybe, when you'll be needing new artists, you just post something and people will be submitting and you can like pick and choose.
Exactly.
And who knows what will happen. We have one more song. Let me play.
Yes.
Let me play. Okay, what is
this song?
This song
is called Pressure.
Pressure.
There we go.
I want to know more about pressure. Is this life pressure or pressure to be the best? Pressure to
You'll
be
see.
The,
it's,
I cannot wait.
It's for, it's, I'll just let it play.
Okay. Yeah, I feel pressure to know.
Hearts are pounding, thoughts race by. Things might seem so complex, so I'll simplify. You can have me if you like. So let's bite the bullet, baby, take the dive. And I don't know if this will last forever, but I'll take my chances. Tension build up whenever we are together. Let's release the pressure. Release the pressure. Just release the press. 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 Release the pressure. Sticking, so why should we fight it? So let's live right now, right here, not question why it. 'Cause you feel so good, but it's hard to say. Is this medicine or venom feeding our veins? I don't know if this will last forever, but I'll take my chances. Just release the pressure. Release the pressure. Just release. Just release the pressure. Just release the pressure.
I'm so sorry that we talk a little bit with Mama in time of the song, but I had the song sent to me in the morning that I was listening. I just didn't know the titles. Tell me about the pressure.
Sure. Well, I think we all know about the pressure.
Yeah.
Well, the song is,
okay.
it's about sexual pressure.
Good.
Not pressure. It's more like sexual tension.
Tension.
Yes, which is, you know, when you're, when there's, you know, you feel something and it's, you don't know if you should act.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the song is just about the pressure that you feel before. It's like the anticipation.
But that's the most beautiful moment when you meet somebody and you feel this certain thing.
You know, you can still feel it even after a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Where you still feel it's that energy, the anticipation of being with the person that, you know, you're into or care about or love, depending on, you know, what level you're at the moment.
And hopefully on the dance floor that the pressure is happening a lot.
Pressure.
And it's a lot of pressure and people feel really good and maybe, you know, love can be real stuff.
I believe in love. All my friends know that I am a hopeless romantic. I believe in, you know, that it's possible and that it's real and it can last, I believe, you know.
Okay. Now, because we never met before, like I say, I think I met you here in LA Talk Radio once before, because I will never forget your eyes. But anyway, we know a little bit about each other, and you never know. There are always people who just find something, like you said, the pressure, a different type of pressure. Maybe we'll be working together because there's a lot of great artists coming, and I just love to help people, and magic is happening when people just collaborate and
Absolutely.
Everybody knows about everybody's things, what's going on in life then.
I see a collaboration right here.
Yay!
Totally.
Okay,
right here.
I'm just thinking. Oh, gosh. Okay, I will show you some amazing artists. 20 seconds,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But voices, and obviously I cannot say, but this is my daughter Natasha Mira, and very amazing producer Kid
cool.
Genius, and just listen to the style, mm-hmm. because you never know who will be working with whom. my gosh, you know what I'm saying? So, all of you young people, gorgeous people,
you
just need to get together one day, and Eve is meant to be. All of you will be working, you know. Maybe this is the day we met.
So she wrote this?
She wrote with Kid Genius.
Really
and
cool.
They both were studying at USC, and Kid Genius was producing a lot of songs on like I said, in the last 3.5 years, I produced 60 songs and co-wrote like maybe 50 of them.
Nice.
Or wrote 50 and 10 I co-wrote. But he was one of the arrangers for a lot of artists because he likes hip-hop. He likes any style of music.
Like dubstep.
But he's got dubstep. You know, it just depends what people like. But he's young and, you know, just amazing dude. I love him. Hey. Anyway, now, I want to finish our show with repeating one of your songs. This could be your single. We can miss somebody. Or we can do Burgundy, or your first song name was?
Was Burgundy.
And the first one. I remember the second name was?
Miss You.
And third?
Was Pressure.
Pressure. And I know CBS will be screaming because they're coming with news right away. But let's tell us the title of the album.
It's called Beautiful Chaos.
And you will release album when?
It's coming out very shortly, next month.
Then you will tell us. We hope you'll be
back. Actually, it's coming out in January.
Send us the link, send us information, and we'll be posting da-da-da-da-da-da. Your show name is?
The Fashion Dolls. Yes.
And
Fashion
Dolls on what channel?
On the Fashion One Network.
And when is the...
November 1st.
That's very, very important. And today we were talking with Duo, mother and daughter Duo. They both are great and artists in their own souls in different ways. Mother is gave you some little, like, entrepreneur.
No, she gave me it all. I'm an entrepreneur because of my mom.
And mama. Sure. I say mama because my daughter always say mama. Naomi, what is your name one more time?
Noemi Torres, but you need to make sure that you stay updated with Destiny's information on destiny.com. And that's DESTENEE.com. That's DESTENEE.com.
And follow me at Destiny Music everywhere. At Destiny. I'm live streaming Instagram right now. Hey, LA Talk Radio.
Yes, we are finishing. Bye.
Okay,
LA Talk Radio.
Thanks for having us, Ilona.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.